This year at the Memphis Gin Show, we were looking at Stover Solution, and I talked to Larry, and he said, "I'm not going to put the system in." We had our doubts about it. Sunday morning, Jimmy Stover called me and said, "Where do you want me to unload it at?" So we unloaded the Stover Solution. We started installing it Monday morning, and by Tuesday afternoon, we had the system installed in our gin. The gin we put it in was our gin at Hughes. We put the Stover Solution over a moving floor Stover Modja feeder. The Modja feeder was originally designed for 25 bells an hour. We put it in the gin that's running, it has the potential to run around 50. We ginned. The more I got into this, the more I kept thinking, okay, this is another headache. This is another experimental machine. The more we dealt with it, the better I liked it. And by the end of the season, I think every gin out there is going to want one of these solutions. Okay, we ginned probably more modules than anybody else in the country. We ginned almost 5,200 of these modules. We ran 4,850 through the Stover solution, and we ran about 420 of them through manual methods that we came up with. Hit Alt Tab. Okay.
And you've got a series of
I've got videos. A series of videos and pictures, and some of them are of our gin, and some of them are Mill Creek gin. Okay. This slide is actually after the module has run up on, this is on a roller bed on this particular case. After the module has come up on the roller bed, it'll roll it up to a point. The grapple on the Stover solution will lift the module. It'll rotate it to a certain point so it's assured that it doesn't leave a tail in the module. Then it will have a sensor that comes down and has a height gauge on it, and it tells where the module is. The top of the module, the cutter will come down, the cutter rotates, and we'll cut the wrap off. How do we go to the slideshow on this? Let's go to the next one. Yeah, they're just slides.
Okay.
I just have a series of slides here, so we'll go through them each time. Okay, after this point here, the module has been unwrapped, and it's starting to feed into the system. This is the module on a roller bed module feeder feeding into the gin at Mill Creek. This is a picture of the pumping unit. This particular one has a 75 horsepower hydraulic pumping unit, and is capable of running about 60 something bells an hour, 60 to 65 bells an hour, according to Jimmy. The version we put in was a little bit smaller pumping unit. It was a 60 horsepower pumping unit, which will handle about 50 bells an hour. Let me stop that one. How do you stop it? Okay. Go back to that one. I'm looking for this one here. Slideshow's not working like I want it to. Okay, we'll just continue on with the slideshow. Let me go to the next one. How do we stop the slideshow? Okay, on this picture here, these two men are standing up on the Stover solution. I need to stop that slide back there. It goes automatically? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, hit.
Pause. Okay. Let me go back one. Okay. This picture here shows the men. You'll notice that there's a man standing down at the operator's panel. What he does is when the module feeder comes into position, he will lower the gantry. The gantry will encase the module. It'll lift it up. It'll roll the module into position. After it's rolled into position, then the cutter will drop down and we'll cut the module, and it begins to unroll the module at that point, and then the two men that you see up on the platform will unroll the tarp and stack it. And then after the tarp is off the module, the gantry will open up, the module will set down, and the module will feed into the gen. There's a picture of the valve block on the module feeder that controls all the hydraulics. This is a picture of our gen on our module yard. One of the big advantages of this system here is you notice how all this soil here is, this is all gumbo here. When we set a conventional module on this pad, by the end of the year, all of the modules are rotten. We've tried gravel, we've tried everything, but no matter what we do, the module yard is rotten, and we ginned all of this cotton is the owner's cotton. At the end of the season, this cotton was still in good shape. The conventional modules, if they would have sat on this module yard during the rainy season we normally have, we'd be shaving anywhere from 6 inches to a foot off every one of these modules to gin them. But this was one major, major plus to this solution. As far as the operation, this is a picture of us unloading the module feeder, loading the modules in Mariana. We did a few tests on them just to see if we could handle them by a different solution. There's a module loaded up on the truck. This is a picture of backing the module onto the module feeder. We've got a rectangular module at this point here. The module will back up. Truck will back up. He'll set it down on the module feeder. At this point here, the Stover solution gantry will be opened up so the square module can go underneath it. When the round module comes in, you push a button, you switch it to round modules. The Stover solution goes into place. It goes down, grabs the module, picks it up, and gets it ready to gin. Okay, this is a picture of the operation of the module feeder. After the module is in place, what it'll do, the Stover solution will run the module into place. At this point here, the module is being unwrapped. The gantry now disengages from it, sets the module down on the module feeder, and then the module feeder will index the module into the gin plant. You notice that this particular gin here is ginning at around 55 bales an hour when it took these videos. Okay, as far as operating this module feeder, the operation of it takes one person on the controls, and it takes one to unroll the tarp and another one to take the tarp and pack it in our baler. One thing that we did, we thought it was going to cost us extra people. It actually cost us about one. What we've eliminated now is we don't have to have a yard cleanup man on these round modules. We pick up the modules off the yard. There's no cotton wasted. The next thing, let's see. We ginned about half of our crop over at Hughes with this particular Stover solution. We ginned nearly 20,000 bales with Stover solution out of 41,000. The quality, I did a gin run comparing the gin cotton with the round modules versus the gin cotton, not the quality, but the actual value. I don't know if it means much, but the average loan on the round modules for the entire season, everything we ginned, was 53.88 cents. The average loan on the square modules at the same gin was 53.35 cents. So the average loan was just a little bit better on the round modules. Most of these modules were, most of these were ginned at the end of the year when the conditions were terrible. We had rain, we had mud, we had all kinds of stuff. And normally at that point, our ginning costs go up, our ginning rates go down. With the round modules and the Stover solution, We were able to actually gin some of our better days at the end of the season, which we never do. But as far as tagging the modules, we individually tagged every module at Hughes. And every the ginner would run over to the module feeder. He would grab the four tags and group the four tags, and he would scan each tag as it went through the gin. The average bales per module was about 3.8, so it's a little bit of a headache keeping up with the bookwork involved. But there's some automation out there that's still in the experimental stage. When all of it gets developed, it'll be a big plus. As far as weighing the modules, we grouped the modules in groups of four and took an average weight of these modules. You've seen that slide, okay? This is a slide of us unloading the module on a module feeder. This was one of the experiments we did. We tried turning modules up on end to see if we could gin them. This is a conventional walking floor. We ran a test on this walking floor back 3 years ago with the Stover solution. What happened is at the end of the season, we still had modules to gin, round modules to gin with two gins that were closed. So we did a little bit of experimenting with the round module. We tipped it up on the end, and we started cutting it. But you notice when we started cutting it, cotton went everywhere. So we found out that way didn't work too well to handle it. You had to have some walls up. But anyway, we tried a few things. There are ways to manually handle this cotton, but on a long run like we have at Hughes, If you're going to gin 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 bales, it's not the way to go. This is too labor intensive. It's too dangerous to do it this way. You notice how the tarp is stuck in the module in this one. So there were some problems with it. That's the picture after about 2 minutes after it was in there. All the cotton shook apart and it fell on the ground. So I said we were going to try something and this didn't work. You notice on this picture here, when you stand the cotton up, the core of the module, probably 5 to 6 foot in diameter, is pretty hard and pretty compact. But the outer layer of this module comes apart as you're ginning it. You can see the headache it caused. But as far as feeding the gin, the module in this orientation actually fed the gin pretty well. It actually filled this whole dispersion head up. We were able to maintain the 40 bale an hour capacity that this gin was designed for. There's a picture of the tarp, butting them together. These tarps sat in the field for about a month and a half in these pictures. You notice that the condition of the cotton is still in good shape. There's no water damage. Conventional modules that are gin in Arkansas would have severe water damage at this point in the season. This experiment where we actually turned them up and tried to run them on a roller bed. We cut the plastic, and as we were cutting it, we noticed that the sides of the module started expanding. The modules expanded, and at some point here, they start wetting. We fed them in that way. It worked fairly well. Again, it was labor intensive on the roller bed. So we tried a few other things besides ginning them with the Stover solution. The Stover solution was a whole lot better way to do it. But again, if you're running small runs and doing some testing, you can run these manually. As far as the problems, we had electrical problems, as you will, with any new piece of equipment. But Stover and his crew and Bob Newby, they were there nearly every day while we were ginning the round modules. They really supported us well. And, you know, we started off the season thinking, okay, we're just going to run them during the day. We don't want to run them during night because we want to get some sleep at night, Henry and I. We ended up being forced at the end of the season. All we had left were round modules, so we had to gin them 24 hours a day for about a month. And, you know, we had a few calls at night, but for the most part, the system ran pretty well most nights. It took a little getting used to, took a little training on the men, but, you know, all in all, it's a real good way to handle the modules. I know there's going to be improvements. Half the people out here are ginners. They have their own ideas about how to handle the modules. But the biggest plus to this cotton is you're going to gin cotton at the end of the season. You're going to gin cotton in wet weather, and it's going to be in good shape. It's going to be dry. Your ginning capacity, you're going to maintain ginning capacity in bad weather conditions. You won't do this with a conventional module. Are there any questions?
All right. Seeing no questions, first let me go ahead and get you to give a big round of applause for all of our speakers. I think they did an excellent job. I really thank them, the growers and ginners who don't normally do this for a living, to get up here and make this presentation to you. Also do want to announce that we will have additional information. I know Dave brought it forward at a joint session of our Cotton Engineering Systems and Ginning Conference Friday afternoon starting at 1:30. We're going to have another group of technical papers on these new harvesting systems. So if you didn't get enough, please come by then. That's Friday afternoon at 1:30. Again, thank you and appreciate your late attendance on this presentation.